Hello children, hope all of you are safe and healthy in this pandemic situation. All of you must be trying to keep yourselves and your families safe from all sort of dangers that are prevailing outside. We are meeting after a long time, that too through an audio clip. Now today's class I will be conducting on the first lesson of grammar in your syllabus for class 8. And it says the sentence. Now what is a sentence, children? It is the basic unit of any language. It is the basis on which communication survives. Now sentence is the basic unit of language at the comprehension level. It is a group of words which should be put in a particular order, arranged in a sequence to convey to some meaning to the listener. It is the order or the sequence of words which is essential in the making of a sentence. Now suppose, for example, I say the kicked he ball. Now, this particular arrangement of the four words that I have used makes no sense. As I said, the kicked he ball. Now, the same four words, if I use as he kicked the ball. All of you must have been observant and careful in finding out that there is a basic difference between these two arrangements. The first one conveys no sense. It's just a group of jumbled words. The second one, on the other hand, are arranged in the proper order. It has a subject, it has a verb, it has its object, and they form what we call a sentence. A sentence mainly consists of two parts, two divisions. First one, the subject, and second one is the predicate. Now, the subject part of the sentence might consist of one or more than one word. It answers questions and it is the topic of the sentence. The second one is the predicate. It is what we say about the subject. A predicate consists of at least one verb which may be followed by an object or an adjective, an adverb, or even a phrase. A phrase is a group of words. We all know that by now because we are in class 8. Now, we need to know what is the basis of this sentence. We need to have the subject, the predicate, and a verb, which is necessarily a finite verb. The next thing that we need to know about a sentence is, what are the different kinds of sentences we have? Now, mainly, we divide sentences into four forms, four kinds. Number one, a statement. Number two, a question. Number three, command. And number four, an exclamation. A sentence may be an assertive or a statement, an assertive sentence or a statement. Second one might be a question or an interrogative sentence. The third one is a sentence which gives an order, and fourth one is an exclamatory sentence. Now these are the four basic kinds of sentences. Now an assertive or a declarative sentence is known as a statement, in which we normally state facts, describe things, or report events. They are called assertive or declarative sentences. In short, it's a statement. For example,
Slow and steady wins the race. You must never waste your time. These are statements. Now, a statement sentence can be of two kinds. It can be affirmative, which gives a positive meaning. It can be negative, which gives a negative meaning.